The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back with
me,
Robin, kind of sitting on this couch here, and the
we're starting to sit back. Before we weren't relaxed.
Yeah, the Comrex is sitting on the coffee table and plugged into the router over there underneath the television set. Brian got up. She's joined us this morning. You want to go on the air, Bri? No, because her eyes are like two little slits, so I'm guessing she's probably going back to bed. So.
She's up because her kids are moving around.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, we'll try to survive this hour. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, wildlife, firearms, some politics every now and then. But we stay away from the items of the newsy items of the day in case they affect our lifestyle, our heritage, and our traditions. Our producer is Chris Klaproth. My wife is Robin Ellis, and she is by my side. And I'm glad to have her here because, as she said during the time, I'm not going to repeat it. Anyway, but we appreciate emails. You know, I mentioned Pelican, the Pelican case that we have the Comrex unit in that we traveled here with. It insulated it very well and is very impact proof. And I just got an email from Pelican. They're selling their new whatever's.
That was pure coincidence. Pelican is not listening to
the show. No, they're not listening to the show. So unless they're picking up on our voices now, which wouldn't surprise me. Richard texted from Tennessee, talked about where we're staying in North Carolina. We got Pat sent us a photo of his family. And now we're going to talk to Bob. Good morning, Bob. How are
you, Bob?
This morning?
Good morning, everyone. And at the beginning of the program, Mr. Ellis, I think you mentioned if people had any animal sightings that they could call
in. Sure, absolutely.
Well, where I am here, I don't know if it's surprising to some people, but in northeast Baltimore, in the Herring Run Park, Clifton Park Golf Course, Lake Montebello area, There are now permanently sightings of deer.
Oh,
they're
sure.
Pretty well established, I'd say, over the past 10 years.
Yep.
But I've heard now more recently of what are coyote sightings. One person in the neighborhood mentioned something, and just on one of the social media sites, next door neighbor, there's actually a picture of a young coyote. They think it might have been sick or something in the area of Harford Road. And what it looks like, I'm not familiar with the creature itself, but this is a very dog-like looking creature with triangular, very prominent triangular ears.
That is correct.
So I'm wondering what is bringing them here. Maybe the same things that have brought the deer here, but I'm not sure. I'll let you address that. And then
sure.
What are their behaviors?
Okay, the eastern expansion of the coyote is phenomenal.
Yeah, I thought when I heard coyote, you know, growing up when they had a lot of westerns on TV, I thought coyotes were pretty much something that were confined to the western states. But go ahead.
Well, we do have the eastern strain of coyote, and the ones, this is a very broad generality. The coyotes that are encroaching further and further into the east from the west, they have always been here, okay, just not in the same numbers that we're seeing now. And what has happened was the coyotes in the northern tier have interbred with the gray wolf, and the coyotes in the southern tier have interbred with the red wolf. That's why sometimes you'll find a typical coyote's 25 pounds, something like that, 30 pounds. But we have coyotes in Maryland that exceed 50 pounds because of some of these, some of the genetics that have taken place in the canine world.
Now, so, when you say wolf, do you mean actually is it an interspecies breeding?
Interspecies breeding between the wolf and the coyote, yes.
Huh. I thought in nature maybe that's an interesting point on the side, but I thought that might be something that just did not occur.
It occurs all the time, and there's also a prevalence of the coyotes breeding with dogs or dogs breeding with coyotes, and those are called coy dogs. We don't have a lot of those in Maryland, but there are some instances where, you will have a dog interbreed with a coyote, and then, of course, you've got a feral crossbreed out there. Mm-hmm. So, there's all types of, they say men are dogs. Well, dogs are dogs worse than men are dogs. So that's part of the process. But you ask about their behavior. Their behavior is secretive. They're mostly nocturnal, but sometimes you'll see them during the day. I would be alarmed to see one that is that appears to be ill in the daytime, because that says to me rabies. So, let's hope that that's not the case. But they, like the red fox, are a rabies vector species. So
What do they feed on? Are they vegetarian or
no? Very opportunistic. They'll take anything from a Shih Tzu to a chicken. They're very opportunistic. They'll feed on carrion. They'll feed on fawns, and that's the concern of the deer hunters. That if you have coyote sightings on your farm where you're deer hunting, they're going to eventually affect your deer population. Okay, mm-hmm. So what has happened is the deer hunters are saying, okay, we're going to take out these coyotes during deer season. And up until recently, it was unlawful to take anything other than a deer or a sea duck on the first day of the deer firearm season. Well, last year they came out and changed the fur bear regulations on coyotes that said you can take a coyote 24/7, 365. Okay, so but they never changed the statute. So people were taking coyotes on the first day and posting their pictures on social media. Hey, I protected our deer herd today. I got this nice coyote, the first day of deer season. And they were getting a visit from the Natural Resources Police. This year, the statute has been changed. So if you read your rule book, the two regulations are consistent, where you can take a coyote 24/7, 365. And in the deer regulations, they now have included coyote as the, deer, coyote, and sea ducks in the sea duck zone are the only three species allowed to be taken on the first day of deer season. So if there are prevalent coyotes in your area, they're going to clean up on the feral cats. They're going to take care of domestic pets that are left outside. If anybody's keeping chickens or waterfowl, they're going to get raided. And, the coyotes are survivors, man. They're primitive survivors, and they are not afraid to, get close to your house and take out your cat.
All that, it's a fun show that you have, but this is something just, I think, very, very educational, and thanks so much for that. I'd know a million times more now after listening to you, sir, than I did before this call.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day, I should say.
All right, thank you. You take care. Yes, we have prevalent coyotes, and Robin and I actually have a Maryland coyote mounted in our family room that was struck by an automobile in Carroll County on Route 32. Big female coyote. Beautiful animal, right, Robin?
I love it. In fact, I asked him to get it mounted because the coat was so beautiful.
I saw it coming across the guy's yard, and it's a residential area there. Come across the guy's yard and trotted out into the highway and actually hit the side of the truck and went up into the yard, and that was it. I guess it suffered some massive injuries, but it was not damaged in any way externally. It wasn't run over. It wasn't, so I picked the thing up and took it to my local taxidermist, and he did a magnificent job with it. So let's talk to Tom. Good morning, Tom. How are you this morning?
Good morning, folks. How are you?
Doing great. You?
Doing good.
Well, I called last week. I had a comment and a question.
Sure.
I just went with the comment. We were coming up to the end of the show, and I'm
going
to give up.
That's right. You said you had a question.
Yep.
I remember.
Yeah. actually, my comment had to do with deer.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be diplomatic here. I'm going to save that for next week. I don't want the fish man to smash his radio against the wall.
Do me a favor. Let's hear your question.
Well, if I could transition, since you mentioned you were in North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
My aunt used to own a home in that, a summer home in Nag's Head.
Nice.
What part of North Carolina are you in?
We're in Duck.
Is that near Nag's Head?
It's not far. We're up a little higher. We're to the left. We turn to the left instead of going straight down towards Nag's Head.
I'd only visited there a couple times.
Right.
I know
we're still considered Outer Banks, but the very top end of it.
Yeah, they're north of Nag's Head and Kitty Hawk.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
And south of Corolla.
It was built on stilts.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
And by the way, my family used to own Bo Brooks.
Oh, really?
Bo actually was the cook. A lot of people wonder where the name came from. My grandfather and my dad, they went into business with him, and the three partners. Of course, it's changed hands a couple times, not many.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're down at the Inner Harbor. We used to get most of our crabs from North Carolina. People were surprised to hear that. Do you know if that's still the case?
I don't know. I don't know if that particular location gets their crabs from North Carolina, but Marylanders, you know, the Maryland wholesalers, a lot of them do come to North Carolina to get their crabs.
Yeah, real good blue crabs.
Hey, sure.
Do you really want to hear my question about deers?
I do.
Red deer velvet. Do you know anything about it being sold as a supplement? I know it is, and in fact, it's banned by the NFL and Major League Baseball. I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that.
I don't know anything about that.
He's talking about deer velvet being sold as a supplement for muscle growth and things like that.
You got it.
I can't see. I can't see anything to it. I mean, the deer velvet. When it's fresh, it contains blood vessels, and it's, you know, it's a protective layer of the soft bone tissue that's growing underneath it. And with me, the jury's still out on that. I have no personal experience with it, and I don't know anybody that does other than maybe Ray Lewis.
I know it contains the insulin-like growth factor, IGF-1.
Okay.
That's why it's banned. Lastly, again, about deer. In the movie, I can't remember what it was called, the Russians invaded America, and
yeah.
These kids had to go out
Red
to
Dawn.
The woods.
Red
they
Dawn.
Drank the blood of the deer. Is that really a tradition? And I wouldn't think it's safe. Do you know anything about that?
There was something I saw on a cooking show. This is one of my cooking show things the other day, where they actually had to do that. It was
blood sausage.
No, they drank it. It was a thing where they were with the Aborigines or whoever.
Okay.
And when they killed a deer, everyone who did had to take a drink of the deer's blood before they slaughtered it completely, before they,
broke
it down.
Go ahead.
And it was, believe it or not, it was a homage to the deer for giving his body to nourish them.
Right. That's what I heard.
There's a blood tradition that comes with hunting, and some people still practice it. I don't particularly, where they will the young person's first deer, they'll dip their finger in their blood and touch them on the cheek or the forehead or something like that, and say now you've been blooded, you've shed this animal's blood, and you need to respect it, that type of thing. In Wyoming, the tradition is to take a bite out of the antelope's heart when you've taken it.
But it's all in homage. I mean,
it's a respectful
cannibalism.
Thing.
It's respect.
Yes, exactly. It's not barbarianism. It's respect to the animal.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. So, interesting. Okay, well, thank you for clearing
right.
that for me, folks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, we will. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, Tackle Box Tim, we got to take our first break and talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. Hunting season's coming up, and of course they've got some crossbows and they've got some Thompson Center muzzleloaders in there. All the different models of Thompson Center muzzleloaders, but they do have a full line Browning dealer. So you might want to think about that if you're looking for your next firearm. They've got the beautiful X Bolt, the high powered bolt action rifled, and a lot of different configurations. They've got the goodness, they've got the BAR that comes now in a Hell's Canyon model, which is nice. A lot of calibers in the BAR, the semi-automatic firearm. The shotguns are the A5, 100,000-round, 5-year guarantee with a recoil-operated semi-automatic shotgun, the A5. And, you know, they're like I said, they can help you out with all those purchases for any type of firearm, rifles, shotguns, and handguns at Clyde Sport Shop. They're located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sport Shop. And we appreciate it, and we know that they enjoy your support and hearing about it, the Outdoorsman Show, when you go in the shop. So, okay, so fall's on its way. What that means, more comfortable temperatures. We've got Labor Day coming up, so it's a great time to stop by Backyard Village and check out their full line of tables and chairs, poly and hardwood both, patio furniture, deck furniture, those Adirondack chairs. You know, they've got them with crabs on them and fish on them and herons on them. You can see all that. Big selection broadly from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island, but if you swing in off of the exit, you'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard, too. Free setup and delivery of those items within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside the showroom, and it's huge, you can check out the barbecue grills. They've got the pellet grills by Traeger, the Big Green Egg, and the Kamado Joe. Those are the ceramic smoker grills. There's a huge selection of outdoor fire pits and rings. I mean, pits and rings. You ought to see some of these things. Some of these things are 4 feet, 5 feet tall, and they hold a lot of wood, and you can have a nice bonfire inside one of these fire pits and rings safely in your backyard or out in your property. Browse the great looking garden decorations and furniture. Any lifestyle theme and budget in Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region, and that is called Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great, and we'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy, and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing. Ooh, white lightning.
I think we saw that guy.
Well, a G-man, T-man, a rebel news too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept for cooking.
White lightning.
I think we saw that guy last night, didn't we, Robin?
Where? White lightning?
The guy that was, yeah, my pappy. You weren't paying attention.
No, I wasn't.
From North Carolina. Oh, my gosh. George Jones and you can't even.
I was. Never mind.
Hey, we're going to. Tim and Morrison and Patrick, please hold just for a second. We're going to go to Richard in New Zealand. So we don't want to run up his international phone bill anymore. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good morning, folks. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Richard, how are you doing?
Good. Doing good.
How's New Zealand?
It's all right. It's nice. Yep.
Cool. I just think it's so cool that you're over there. Beautiful.
You know, I don't want to really get started on it, but the crime rate has really jumped here ever since they made the firearm grab.
Yeah, I'm sure it has.
Has it really?
Yeah.
I think it's 10% since 2019.
Yes, your prime minister over there is interesting.
Yeah. but, you know, talking about you were, one of your callers was talking about deer antlers, and they use them for, I don't know what they
human,
use them
human
for.
Growth, supplements for athletes to bulk them up.
Well, they have huge red stag farms here.
Yes.
And they farm them just for the antlers when they go, you know, when they're still in velvet.
Right.
I mean, huge farms.
Sure. Well, there's got to be a market for it, just like anything else. People that believe that something is beneficial for them, they're you know, you're going to spark somebody who will profit from that. So, understandable.
Right. And I'm not going to keep you, but I went to my friends last Thursday night. They had a Boston bean with wild pig hocks in there and venison sausage. They call them bangers here.
Bangers, yeah.
Bangers, yes,
and mash.
Bangers,
sure,
and mash.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things to get at a pub in our town.
Yeah. We've got a friend that invited us to a barbecue at his place, and he said, we're going to have snakehead and rockfish. I have a little bit of each, and we'll share that with you. And, of course, I've got, you know, the elk and mule deer that we'll put on the grill. So I'm thinking, that sounds good to me. I don't know if Robin will go for that, but, you know.
I'm trying anything.
I like elk. Mule deer, I'm guessing I've never had it. So, you know.
How was the sausage and beans?
Oh, delicious.
Absolutely.
Was it?
Very good, yeah. Yep.
Sounded wonderful.
Wild boar.
But we're going, we'll be going into spring in the first of September. Still
right.
A little cool here.
Right.
Oh, I wish I was in the cool.
Yep. Well, that's great, man.
It's 10:30 Saturday night here.
Of course.
Is it really?
Yep.
Yeah.
10:30 Saturday.
Oh, that's
night.
Pretty cool.
Isn't that nice that he calls us?
Listen, I'm not going to keep you, but I just want you to know we have a mutual friend, I think. I'm not going to say the last name, but the first name is Dewana.
Okay.
And I just want to give a shout-out in case she's listening.
Hey, Dewana.
Hey, Dewana.
But, hey, listen, it's good to hear from you. We listen every Saturday when I can. It just depends what the time
sure.
change does.
Got it.
We understand.
Thank you, Richard. We greatly appreciate your call from you.
Come on down and visit.
All right.
Oh, I would take you up on that in a heartbeat.
I'll take you down and we'll catch some nice brown trout.
Oh
wonderful.
You're talking my dad's language. He was a brown trout fisherman. So.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Richard.
Okay, we'll be talking to you. God bless.
Take it easy and be safe.
God bless. All right. Bye-bye. Tackle Box Tim.
Good morning, Rob and Alan.
Follow that one up. Follow that one up, buddy.
Well, I'm going to catch up with some of the topics of your earlier callers. First,
okay.
I want to get a little deer thing out of the way. and then I'm going to have some fishing. My wife, on her way home from work, passes Morgan State University, and she
right.
said she noticed a big flock of geese out on, I don't know if it was a ball field or whatever.
Right.
But then she looked a little further, and she saw a few deer out there. So we've got
sure.
urban deer.
Urban deer, absolutely.
Like, one of your earlier callers suggested.
And resident geese.
The craziest and probably the most urban deer I've ever seen was standing in the right-hand lane of the Harbor Tunnel Thruway at the Urban Avenue entrance.
Oh, right my now. Gosh. I wonder how long. Yeah, not a real good chance of survival right there, is there?
No, well, luckily it was like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well, that's okay.
It wasn't that big of a deal.
Wow. Are you retired yet?
What's that?
Are you retired yet?
Last Friday.
That's what I thought.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Got it.
Yeah, we actually, as we were coming right onto the Outer Banks, saw deer in the field.
Yeah.
And so we were like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yep. Gotcha. So catch us up a little bit on the fishing.
Well, I got some good and bad. Of course, I take my teenage nephews, and we do a little wading in the gunpowder, and we
yep.
had a great day on some really beautiful sunfish species and a couple of smallmouth each.
I saw those pictures.
Just fantastic morning. The sun wasn't too bright, a little overcast, and they were hitting on these little cricket-shaped crankbaits.
And oh, yeah.
A good deal is when we found the right cover, those fish were much obliging.
Cool.
You and I fished that, and the water was so low that we had difficulty sneaking up on the fish.
We did the Bel Air Road part that day. We went to Harford Road area.
Ah, a little better.
The we fished a little further down too, and made
sure.
our way back.
Got it.
The disappointing thing, and I hope we have some of your natural resources friends listening today, is the sort of the abuse of that area of a Gunpowder State Park. I don't begrudge anybody the right to use the outdoors, you know, but it's just that area is not meant for picnicking, rabble rousing, and it's just on the weekends I drive past and it's just hundreds of people.
Really?
Yeah, it is. It's overused, people leaving trash behind.
That's the worst part.
It is, and from what I see with the litter, is beer bottle caps. Alcohol is not supposed to be had in state parks. Evidence of open fires right on the shoreline underneath of trees. I'm pretty sure open fires are not allowed in state parks unless it's a picnic area with set grills and such.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of just disturbing to me.
I got it.
And then they'll sit and watch somebody to make sure that everybody's got their fisher license, but they don't stop that. So
no, actually, I have rarely, if ever, seen a Department of Natural Resources vehicle or person in the park. Not saying good, bad, or ugly. I know what the deal is with enforcement, the state budget that goes towards it, or the lack of state budget that goes towards it. I just wish that there would be some sort of enforcement. And the biggest thing is when you have that many people in a state park that is more for getting in and fishing a little bit and hiking the trails, and you have that many people, where are these people going to the bathroom? That's an obvious obvious answer to that, but, you know, there needs to be some sort of not necessarily enforcement, but enlightenment to the people who use that.
I get it.
Yep. All right.
We will pass that on.
Thanks for sharing that, buddy.
No problem. And like I said, I see it at the Bel Air Road area of the Gunpowder, the Harford Road area of the Gunpowder.
Yep.
I'm sure there's other areas, too. Like I said, I don't begrudge anybody the right to get out there and enjoy the outdoors.
Got it.
Splash around in the river, but
yep.
Show some respect to Mother Nature.
You got it, buddy. Thanks for the message, Tim.
You got it. Thanks, Alan. Thanks, Robin. Hey, yep. Enjoy the rest of your vacay.
Take care, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy, Tim.
Morrison and Patrick, we hate to do this to you, but we do have to talk about a couple of our sponsors. And we'll be, you know, enjoying your conversation after this break. So Macrotech Archery Pro Shop is located now at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Revere Beach. And they carry Matthews bows, including the new V3, the Bowtech, Diamond brand, and Hoyt. Crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10-point, and they tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit to your unique draw length and poundage requirements. Now choose your arrows and accessories, and all will be mounted professionally and correctly, and if you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range, and they've helped me. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners and diehard bow hunters and athletes in the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me on my crossbow, my compounds, and the bow technician, Corey. Man, can't beat that guy. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks and Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. You should stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Revere Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. The phone number is 410-789-7777. Call 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows.
And we'll be right back.
Increasing thunderstorm chances, especially mid and late afternoon today. More of a south wind taking over the Baltimore forecast this weekend and an uphill climb to the temperatures with mid-90s showing up early next week. We're in the upper 80s today. PM thunderstorms likely. 67 our low tonight. And then 90 degrees on Sunday, low to mid-90s Monday through Wednesday with the warmest weather showing up mid-part of next week towards Wednesday. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand.
Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, we're on the radio.
Yes, we are on the radio.
So you have to be, you can't take it. You can say hi. Can you say hi? No, you can't say hi.
Let's talk to Morrison. Good morning,
hi, Morrison.
Good morning, Miss Robin. How you doing?
Good morning. I got my granddaughter in my arms. I am wonderful.
Oh, I bet you are. I wish I could hold my grandchild, but they're clear in Florida. Good morning. The reason why I'm calling, I have a little dilemma, and I'm hoping both of you can help me.
Let's see what we can do.
My backstory is I was born and raised in the city.
Yep.
Never been, my father, not his fault, but left us when I was 5 years old, so I had nobody to take me fishing,
right,
hunting, or even camping. So my wife, after 20 years, mentions to her uncle that I've never done any of that. So her uncle said, I'll take you fishing. So we went trolling for the first time in Garrett County, Maryland, and we were trolling for walleye.
Yeah.
And I caught my first fish. It was 19 inches long. I was happy.
That's a nice fish.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is a nice fish. I've trolled Deep Creek.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yep.
And I wanted to put it in a fish tank and take it home. He said, no, this is your first catch. We're going to eat it.
Yep.
So he wrapped it in shortbuck, which is a flour, which is,
yep,
really good. And it tasted beautiful. Oh,
walleye's my favorite fish to eat.
I've never eaten it.
Well, try what they call shortlock. It's flour. It makes it taste 10 times better than the regular flour.
We'll do that.
What's it called?
It's called short, S-H-O-R-T, lock, L-O-C-K.
Okay.
Give it a try. Now,
we'll do that.
Reason why I'm calling, I got a bunch of friends of mine that are pressuring me, which I try to ignore them, but it's kind of hard. I'm 55 years old. I want to go hunting. But every time I've been out there, even with my wife's uncles, I had it in my view, and I would not take the shot. I was scared to take the shot.
Okay.
Now, forward, I have a friend of mine. We're riding down the road. He says, oh, I like to get that deer. I said, what, for the meat? He said, no, for the antlers. So I paused for a second, and I said, how would you like it if I shot you between the eyes and cut your ears off and hung you on the wall? That's not fair. If you're going to do it for the sport and for, survival.
Right.
And he didn't like that. Well, now I'm to the point now, I'm 55 years old. This is a goal of mine that I want to achieve. I've achieved everything I've ever done, but for some reason, I can't kill an animal, and I need help with that. Is there any kind
No, you don't.
You don't have to.
Absolutely. Okay. We agree. We both concur.
I've never, and I won't. My daughter, my son-in-law, they all hunt. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. I enjoy it. I enjoy seeing them. I enjoy some of the different meats. I'm not a whitetail fan. But I never, ever have to kill a deer to do it. But I can still enjoy it.
I want to have that skill, so in case I'm ever out somewhere and I need food, I'm going to do it for the right reason.
Sure.
I'm not just going to kill an animal just to kill it.
Gotcha.
I understand that, and I get that 100%.
And I guess that's the man in me. I don't know.
Have you taken the hunter safety course?
No, that's the whole thing. I'm wondering, what can I do? Where can I go to get?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Start with that.
Start with the Maryland Hunter Safety Education course. You can complete most of it online. Then you'll have to go to a field day where they will allow you to fire a firearm and walk you through the steps. They'll put you through an exercise called shoot or don't shoot. And you'll be able to determine whether you should take the shot or not take the shot. Is it a safe shot? Is there anything behind the target? Is there anything in line with the target? Is the target on an elevated place that you can't see past the target? And they'll walk you through that whole process. And that is the key to your hunting success right there, is the Hunter Safety Education course. You can take, like I said, most of it online, or you can enroll in a class. I don't know where you live, Morrison, but I'm sure there's a class near you. You can go online, go to the Natural Resources Police site, or just go on the DNR site and put Hunter Education in the search bar, or I believe even on the bottom of the page there's a link to the Hunter Education page, and you can see all the classes around, and you can get hooked up with somebody who will show you the right way to do things, and ethically, and safely.
Great. Now, see, here's the weird thing. I've been carrying a gun for 31 years on my hip. I know a gun's different than a rifle, but still, you would think, you know, I'd have some kind of spirit of wanting to do this, but
not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Some people just can't do it.
Morrison?
Not necessarily.
Morrison?
But ain't that crazy?
No. Chris, go ahead.
Morrison, you said that you've had that gun on your person for quite some time. Have you ever fired it?
I fired it one time, and that was for my safety. I thought the guy was going to shoot me, so I fired first.
Okay. Do you feel comfortable pulling that trigger?
I felt comfortable then because it was his life or mine.
Okay. But, as you said, hunting is a totally different mindset. If I could suggest, and it's entirely up to you, to look at it more as a sport, I would suggest getting an air rifle, a BB gun, or a pellet rifle, and work on the breathing, because there's a certain way you have to breathe, and rather than jerk the trigger, you gently squeeze it. And because you don't have to worry about recoil, and you get comfortable with how it feels and so forth, that's something that I would suggest you might want to try. And again, there's some safety issues involved, because you just can't do it in your backyard, but you can get a BB trap or a pellet trap and work on that and feel comfortable, so that way, and you learn how to sight your picture. And then a lot of that, when you get to the hunter safety class, a lot of what they tell you will make sense, because now you will have practical experience with you, and you don't have to, again, you don't have to worry.
That sounds good, because a lot of people were forcing me, like her uncle said, he whispered, take the shot, and
yeah,
I couldn't.
Yeah, you don't need that kind of pressure.
Let me ask about this uncle. Were you in the truck when this happened?
No, we were in the woods.
Oh, okay, got it.
In Garrett County, and he told me, well, I spotted it, I saw it through the scope and everything, and I could have took the shot, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah, but first of all, without a hunter safety education course, and I don't believe you were born before 1972, you were hunting illegally.
I was born way before that. I was born in 1966.
66.
Oh, you're a youngin'. He's younger than me.
So, yeah, but did you
have a hunting
license? 77.
I want to get to the hunting license.
He was just trying to help me out.
Yeah, but do you have a hunting license?
No, I don't. No.
Okay. That shot that you would have taken could have landed you in deep trouble.
Well, they never told me anything. That's the whole thing. You know, they just put me out there and tried to help me, and I'm thinking, hold up.
I understand.
Even with a fishing license. When I caught my first fish, I didn't have a fishing license.
Okay. You need to start with some basic stuff, like how to get a license and hunter safety education and that type of thing, because you're about three steps ahead of where you should be.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
I don't know if Patrick's still with us or not, but I hope he is. Patrick, good morning.
Nope.
Patrick,
no,
wait a minute. Hold on. I'm trying to take care of some stuff here.
Okay.
Okay.
Patrick.
There we go.
Hey.
Hey, Patrick.
I know you guys are having a great time. We did. I sent you the picture. Hey, Michelle, surprised us, went out on a fishing charter with us, caught our first fish, a speckled trout.
Oh, cool. Let's look at the picture right now.
Yep. Speckled trout. That's cool.
Yeah. She thought it was a monster. She snagged it, so.
Well, that's all right. It got in the boat. Did you eat it or did you release it?
It was a half inch short, but.
Oh, man. Well, that's okay.
What a wonderful picture, Patrick.
Oh, yeah. It was great. We have a lot of great pictures from that trip. We had a great time. We really took out our oldest grandson on that trip to celebrate his graduation, and He had a blast, caught, you know, speckled trout, and then cooked it for our dinner, was really proud. And
nice.
It was a great time.
That sounds good, buddy. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, five of our grandchildren were with us, and our kids, so it was great.
Yep.
That is wonderful. And being here with grandkids and your kids is the best thing in the entire world. Absolutely best thing.
Yeah, I know you guys are going to really have a great time tomorrow.
We will.
So,
thank you, my friend.
Yep.
You have a super day.
And I apologize for getting to you far, far too late, but give us a call back next time.
Great.
Enjoy. We'll talk longer. Thanks, Patrick. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, do you have a fireplace in your house that you just never use? You don't want the aggravation of chopping the wood and hauling the wood and starting the fire and filling the house with smoke because you forgot to turn it. Well, we had that situation. It was just a hole in the wall. Looked nice, but, you know, brick-surrounded hole in the wall. That's all it was. Well, we changed all that. We fixed it when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Hearth America at Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35. That's the model we bought. Gas fireplace insert. And it's beautiful. It's got a rustic surround, you know, face on it, and it's just nice. They did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy the beauty, the convenience, the room-filling heat. When I say convenience, that remote control is great from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to hone that new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, and be ready for the upcoming, soon-to-be, cold weather. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And Clyde's Sports Shop. If you're going fishing, go to Clyde's first. If you're going fishing, go to Clyde's first. Now,
It needs perkier.
It needs something. Okay. Anyway, stop at Clyde's before you go fishing. They got live bait. They've got tackle. They've got rods and reels. They've got crabbing supplies. They've got the traps. They've got the, you know, the salted eels, the chicken necks. They've got the firearms that you need for the upcoming hunting season. They're a full-line Browning dealer. They can help you with your personal protection as well if you want to buy a handgun. They've got all that. They've been around since 1957, so why not? Stop by Clyde Sports Shop and get ready for wherever outdoor adventure you're going to take place, you're going to participate in. 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Again, 410-242-6108, and we'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel.
Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Talk Radio 680. WCPM.
Hey, we're back. So, just for a few minutes anyway, Robin.
Yes, I'm right here.
That was a very nice picture. Your daughter just took our picture sitting on the couch in Duck, North Carolina.
She's going to put it up on the website.
Broadcasting the Outdoors and Radio Show. I'm here in my T-shirt and pajamas.
Same here.
You know, we're just having a good time. Everybody's up except our grandson, which is probably a good thing.
Good thing, because we wouldn't be doing a show right now.
So... But, yeah, he's quite an active handful, that's for sure. So, I don't think we have any more callers.
Yeah, you've got Philip.
Oh, Philip, okay, sorry. Philip, good morning.
Philip. Morning, Doctor. How are you, sir?
Hey, buddy, how you doing, man?
Doing fine, thank you. Morning, Robin.
Morning.
I was listening to this, and I'm driving along my way to teach a hunter safety field day workshop, and I just wanted to... give you a shout out, commend you for your recommendation that earlier caller continue his process by attending a hunter safety course.
Thank you.
Exactly. We appreciate that.
Exactly right, and I was so glad to hear it. But secondly, I would recommend he take a full traditional hunter safety course rather than the field day workshop and the online training, just so that he'd get a little more time with live instructors and, you know, more of a sense of our perspective on hunting.
I couldn't agree with you more.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Thank you for
that. The benefit of that is that there's no charge for the traditional.
No charge, exactly right.
Right now, still waiting through backlog because of COVID-19, there's more space available for those classes right now.
That's good. We did hear from Natural Resources Police. They said thank you for trying to square that gentleman away before he hurt someone or himself or got some tickets.
And they were listening to...
They've been listening.
They've been listening to Tackle Box Tim, too.
Yeah.
I don't know the situations in which he had the chances to go out and you know, point a firearm at an animal without ever having taken a hunter safety class. But,
I get it.
Glad you talked to
me. Okay, take it easy now.
Hey, Phil, thanks so much.
Yep, always appreciate
you. Take care, buddy.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, and do what we're doing this weekend. Spend time with your family. It really makes a difference, and it's really important to take the time when you got it.